sharp like knife. Articles blaze into sight, keeping our passion bright. In the dark we find our way. Voices aloud we never sway. Truths and tales we lay. In the twilight we play.
Rage Against the Machine a little bit there.
I think that's it, or maybe they want to try another
one. What? The fourth chorus?
Yep. It's not over yet. Hold on.
Well, that part they should have had in the whole song.
Yeah, it still can't figure out.
What?
They're still working on it. It's only 3.5, man.
I like girls. Not boys.
All right. Okay. All right. So, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm trying to find something. So you'll have to bear with me. You're like, what do you mean? Well, all right. So Trump did a big, huge 3-hour freaking podcast with Joe Rogan. And this guy summed it up perfectly. And I can't seem to find the post that I used that had him on there, because it would have explained everything a hell of a lot easier. I could have gone through his sum up of the thing, and it would have been great. But unfortunately, I can't quite find where I've got that. Maybe I've passed it by. But yeah, alright, so... Anyway, I listened to the whole thing, and basically what happened is Trump wants to put tariffs on everything. Like, he wants to tariff the shit out of stuff so that they want to, like, he basically said, you try to bring your cars in, we'll tariff them at 100. We'll tariff them at 1,000, so you won't want to bring them in. Oh, yeah. But then Joe Rogan, he kind of said something that I don't think is a good idea. Because he's like, well, what about our phones that are made by people, you know, in, like, foreign countries and stuff like that? And all right, so the problem, I mean, and he talked about the chips being a problem, like the chip situation being bad. But the issue is, this also makes it where, like, if they want to bring out the PlayStation, because the PlayStation's an imported good, they'll tariff the fuck out of it, and then people, well... Well, see, the thing is... Oh, I found it. I found it, guys. But the thing is, basically, this will mean, like, your PlayStation 6 or whatever would be, like, a $2,000 because of the tariffs. Everything... The problem with the tariffs is that it makes it cost them more, so they have to raise the price on the product more.
Well, you gotta understand it's a short term.
The reason why he's doing that, though, is because he wants to have more things built in America, which is fine. That's great. But the issue that I have with that whole situation is that if we make more things in America, like, I mean, there's a lot of things that we have to, like, that we get from other countries. They have their other imports, other steel. You know, Japanese steel and semiconductors is really important. Yes. That's an import that we get from Japan.
But you understand they're already tariffing us and charging us.
That's
more
true, but if we tariff them, it's going to raise the price on their goods when we buy them.
No, they'll want to negotiate.
Hopefully.
Well, he did it last time and it worked.
Hopefully.
Hopefully it worked last time.
Well, anyway, basically what this guy said to Vigilant Fox, he said Donald Trump just accomplished what Kamala Harris could never could. Take unscripted questions from Joe Rogan and answer them directly and clearly. Conversation started with a bang as Rogan shed light on shocking footage from Trump's 2015 appearance on The View. You won't believe how well the cast treated him, as Barbara Walters referred to him as a friend.
Yep.
And he said it's like we're in an alternative universe. But basically, one thing that Trump said is that, like, they have to give him negative publicity. And he says, that's fine, be negative. He literally tells them, go ahead, be negative, because if you don't, you'll lose your job. Mm-hmm. That's literally what he said to him. Now, guys, this is coming from somebody that was part of the media, and, you know, my media, whatever the... My, what the hell do you want to call them? They weren't associates, I guess you could say. People that I was associated with in the media. They don't look real good, on a person that talked positively about Donald Trump or his policies, like I did, right? So, basically, I didn't get a lot of respect. I got called all the things by my peers, you know, and it was not good. It was not good because I supported Trump and I voted for Trump twice. They basically wanted me out. They basically wanted you blacklisted. They don't want you to work with people. They had other guys that I supported. They were trying to blacklist and I had to defend them. There's a guy right now doing real, real good on YouTube. I'm not going to say his name, but he's been doing real, real good. And basically, I worked with him, and, you know, I was like, hey, this guy didn't do this, you know. They said he leaked this music that he never leaked. Some fucking hacker got a hold of his stuff. And this is, and you know, an older guy, he doesn't have anything to gain from leaking this music. He supported artists and done interviews with them in, you know, real time for years. You know, older guy that's been doing this for a long time. And, yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. You know, old southern guy like us.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
Well, the thing about it is, people vote with their dollar.
Yeah.
So, if people stop watching, like, the horseshit media, you know, even during the thing... My mom watches David Muir on ABC. Mm-hmm. That's way too loud, but...
I know. It will be heard, even though.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be surprised.
I gotta hear myself think, though. But she... watches that, and then she deciphers what's going on from other media and other actual video clips. And I think it raises more anger than knowledge about anything, because anything they say, you're only getting part of the truth.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Then you have to do further research to get it where you could watch Sky News or...
You gotta listen to what he says. You gotta listen to him talk, you know?
Hear him I'm gonna be listening to him tonight, but a lot of what they say, you know, even during the debate, he was fact checking him with a lie, a falsity, and so just one after the other. It's not a, oh, this is the facts, you're wrong. It's, oh, well, I'm just gonna come up and we're the news, so people are supposed to believe us.
So we're going to go through this real quick. Minutes later, in a moment of self-reflection, Trump told Rogan that his biggest mistake in his first term was appointing some bad people to his administration. This includes National Security Advisor John Bolton, who he said was an idiot, and White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. Trump revealed that the presidency involves around 10,000 federal appointments, including 100 major ones. Now that Trump has seen the swamp with his own eyes and familiarized himself with Washington, he has much higher confidence that his future picks would better serve the American people. Yeah. Rogan, who has not historically been a Trump fan, started dishing out compliments to the former president, telling him that the reason why he's so popular is because he's genuine and doesn't speak in bullshit, pre-prepared politician lingo. Rogan pointed to the glorious moment when Trump told Hillary Clinton to her face, "You'd be in jail." He explained, "One of the beautiful things about you is that you freeball, like you get out, you do these huge events, and you're just talking. We've highlighted you on the show many times when you did this Biden impression where he's walking around, doesn't know what he's doing. It's funny, it's stand-up, it's funny stuff. And you were making fun of Elon one time. You did an Elon impression. It's great. You have comedic instincts. Like when you said to Hillary, you'd be in jail. It's great timing, but it's like that kind of stuff was unheard of as a politician. Like no one had done that. Elon Musk then entered the conversation as Trump marveled at his brilliant mind, saying he's the greatest guy and so smart he must be from another planet. Trump was stunned the moment Musk's Starship rocket defied all odds, landing precisely on its designated pad after a groundbreaking test flight. Trump was on the phone with an important guy when he watched it happen and asked, "Who else can do that?" "Nobody," he replied. "Russia can't do it. The United States. Nobody can do it." And then he said the conversation took a serious turn when Joe Rogan pointed out that a lot of weirdness happened in the 2020 election, particularly with mail-in ballots. He appropriately mentioned that before 2020, it was common to question the election results because no one thinks election fraud is 0%. "I've never met one person, not a super liberal, progressive, far left person, or a right-wing conservative. Not one person thinks it's 0%, Joe Rogan said. Responding to Kamala Harris comparing Trump to Hitler, he blasted the vice president. He said this several times, calling her a very low IQ person.
She is a very low IQ.
Trump held so much confidence in Kamala's lack of intelligence that he challenged her to prove otherwise by taking an IQ test, pointing out that she completely fell apart during her softball interview with Anderson Cooper. She took 2 days off and she studied and studied all day long, and then she comes out with a result. That was a real embarrassment, Trump bashed. Rogan dropped a viral take when he declared that Republicans are now punk rock and the rebels of society. "You want to be punk rock? You want to buck the system?" Rogan asked. "You are conservative now," he confidently stated. You want to know why that makes sense? Because Empress was a riot girl. She's former punk. And you know what she's doing this time? She's voting for Trump.
Well, yeah, you got...
She's a former riot girl. She told me she was the kind of one that slept under bridges and in dumpsters. You know, just the whole hardcore riot punk.
I think
punk.
That's called homeless. That's
well,
not
you know what I mean. Back in the day, they used to have these punks that had nowhere to go. And they
you know what I was like? Man, I was into punk. And I was like, you know what would be more punk?
Right.
If I stayed under a bridge.
Well, she's just saying, you know, what it was like being a rebel in society.
Different part of the country.
While you're here, oh, no, we're not going to do that. But basically, he said, follow the Vigilant Fox for more threads. Okay, so also the Vigilant Fox says, Trump didn't hesitate to announce that he's completely committed to having Robert Kennedy Jr. in his administration. Yes, I'm really, really excited. Me and Empress both are excited about this.
He
even came prepared with a chart that shows America's life expectancy is dropping, while other countries don't have the same problem. Trump revealed that his only concern about Kennedy is his environmental views. The only thing I want to be a little careful about with him is with environmental stuff because he doesn't like oil. I love oil and gas, Trump said with a smile. Just keep him out of that, Rogan replied. There's plenty of good work that can be done if you focus on health. Now here's the most important part of the conversation for me. Going further, Trump outed Big Pharma and revealed that they were not thrilled when they heard that RFK Jr. would be joining the Trump administration. You know what they're going to stop him from doing? Selling their fucking shit on TV.
Yeah.
They've needed to do that for a long time. You know what the most bullshit thing I've ever heard in 40 years of being an American...
You can't go to the store and just buy it, but ask your doctor.
You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Because
the doctor went to fucking doctor school. He's got the PhD. And I'm supposed to say, hey, doc, I saw this commercial. Do you think, can I have this medicine?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. The doctor's supposed to prescribe what he thinks is going to be best for you.
But then what the patients ask for also depends on when the pharmaceutical rep shows. Which, see, I've got a big stance on going to the doctor lately. So I always see pharmaceutical reps. They're usually high numbers, wearing low-cut dresses.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they did that.
They're usually all attractive. I've rarely seen the ugly.
I did not know that. I've never seen the pharmaceutical reps in person.
Oh, good looking.
Oh, wow. So that's what they're doing.
The males look clean cut and, you know, wearing a suit. Women wear a nice, I guess, dress and blouse or whatever. You know, they look professional, but they look attractive.
Right. Well, there's supposed to be a picture for the medicine, for the pharmaceutical industry.
May cause diarrhea, blindness.
Right.
Itchy cough.
Right, he literally said, Trump said that. Trump literally said that. This may cause blindness.
And there's usually, and in some cases, death. They don't want to say many cases, so they take it to court so they can take the many part off.
This moment came with Rogan asked Trump, do you have anyone that is pressuring you not to work with him? To which Trump replied with a clear yes. The life expectancy chart is a terrible chart. It's such a bad chart when you look at where we are compared to other countries that don't spend 10 cents per dollar that we do. But yeah, I've had some people that aren't exactly thrilled, Trump said. Some viewers were left stunned as Rogan agreed with Trump that there were at least two undeniable instances of election interference in 2020. The first one was the Russia collusion hoax, where it purported that Trump was a Russian asset. Oh, by the way, they didn't say this, but he also said that they want to get rid of all the chemicals and the pesticides that's in the fucking food.
They should.
They should, because all this shit is banned in other, like, if you're watching us from another country, it's not available. The shit that's making us sick, you guys don't even have to deal with, because your country actually vets that shit. Ours doesn't. This shit may taste good, but it's killing us. I mean, what do you think?
There's other ways of making stuff taste good.
Yeah, there really is.
They just want it to stay on the shelf for like 4 years without mildewing or...
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Molding. No, you get what you need.
And you eat it, right?
Eat it. But then they wouldn't be dumping all these... You know, when they have a surplus of items, they just dump them off.
Yeah.
And...
They go in the garbage.
And then they keep talking about people being hungry and not getting food.
Yeah, they all go in the garbage.
Like cherries, if they have a good yield, they dump them.
Yep.
If they have too much milk, they dump it. If they have too much, I saw a thing, watermelons.
Yeah.
They just dump them in a big valley.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of shit out there rotting.
Jeez, awful. So... The first one was the Russia collusion hoax, where it was reported that Trump was a Russian asset. That's a government thing, too, by the way. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Of election interference with the Hunter Biden laptop story. Twitter 1.0 removed links to the story, while 51 former intelligence agents dismissed it as Russian disinformation. And the only reason why they got away with this lie was because they continually labeled you as this horrible threat to democracy and Hitler, Rogan said. They kept saying you were going to be a dictator, ignoring the fact that you weren't a dictator for the 4 years when you were actually the president. The most hilarious moment of the night dropped when Trump candidly asked Rogan, "Can you imagine Kamala doing this show?" Rogan replied, "I could imagine her doing this show," but Trump pushed back, insisting that if Kamala dared to engage in an unscripted 3-hour conversation, she'd be lying on the floor unconscious, needing a medic.
I believe it.
Democrats suffered a devastating blow when Rogan concluded that the only thing that makes sense for why Dem politicians would oppose voter ID is because they want to cheat. A shocking new Gallup poll recently showed that 84% of Americans support requiring a photo ID to vote. This issue includes 67% of Democrats who support the measure. Meanwhile, Dem politicians strongly oppose voter IDs, which tells you that they care more about cheating than secure elections.
Yep.
Trump broadcasted a major move, announcing that the JFK files would be released almost immediately when he takes office.
All right.
Rogan probed Trump about why he never opened them during his first term, and Trump responded that certain people asked him not to do it. I can't tell you whether or not they're going to find anything of interest, but I was asked not to do it, and I thought that was a reason to last. But now I'm going to do it. I've got to do it very soon, Trump said. The conversation took an interesting turn when Rogan asked Trump if he believed that aliens exist, to which Trump replied, "There's no reason not to." Think about that. That's an American president. Empress, if you're watching and jumping up to the moon. By the way, she messaged me. She's in the hospital.
For what?
I'm not sure. She said it was a personal problem and she's feeling better.
Well, I hope she's getting better.
Trump told Rogan, "I interviewed jet pilots that were solid people." Well, she's listening to Trump right now. I sent her the Trump interview.
Oh, yeah.
She's listening to him. And they said, "We saw things that were very strange, like a round ball, but it wasn't a comet or a meteor. It was something. And it was going 4 times faster than an F-22, which is a very fast plane." There's stuff out there, folks. In the final moments, Trump asks, "How long have we been talking?" Rogan's producer Jamie revealed it had been 3 hours with the speech looming. Trump told Rogan it's been an honor, calling him a fascinating guy and promising we'll do it again. I'm going to make a great speech and I'm going to say if I'm a little off tonight, I'm going to blame you, Trump quipped. With a big smile, he said with astonishment, I spoke to this guy for 3 hours. It's really good. So, oh yeah. So, it's better than what I said, but that's some of the highlights.
Yeah, I saw him at the border the other day, you know, he was consoling some of the victims of migrant crime. They killed the 12-year-old that got killed by some gang members from Venezuela.
Yeah.
Her mom was up there and she spoke and he was consoling them. Consoled more people out there. And
but
then they, you know, everyone there that was a victim of it was just... You know, the only people that ever contacted, yeah, I brought the can.
Oh, okay. I was like, I didn't have
those. Eyeballing my pizza Pringles.
Oh, I thought you were eating the hot ones.
But yeah, said Kamala, Biden, nobody called except for Trump to console them and, you know, make sure they're okay, raise money for them, all kinds of stuff.
But, yeah, so... go ahead.
I was going to say, too, that documentary sent last week.
I haven't actually watched that one.
Really good.
Really good? Okay.
The acting, they have little acting scenes
in
it.
Oh, really? Okay,
that's
interesting.
That are kind of from, like, his first term getting elected of what all the left was trying to do to keep him from getting in the office.
No, that's called Vindicated. I think Vindicating Trump.
Yeah.
Vindicating Trump is the name of the documentary.
The documentary part I really like. The acting, eh. But it, you know, explains a lot. Even explains other ways they cheated during the last election.
So... with that being said, I think it's important that I announce that I was kind of undecided, but after all the information and, you know, really listening to Trump, you know, I was kind of worried about the porn issue, but honestly, here's how I think it's going to go, because they didn't talk anything about Project 2025 for 3 hours.
Well, he already said he has no clue
he has
no
issue, and also... You know, he's one that'll call that guy's an idiot. That's stupid. That's a dumb idea. We're not going to do that. I don't see Trump doing that. And honestly, Trump's biggest issues right now, guys, are the economy, the immigration policy.
Yeah.
You know, trying to get this country working again. Trying to get things... And when I mean working, I'm not talking about giving people jobs. But yes, that's part of it. But getting us back to where we can actually start... being America again, right? Like, they're trying to say, make America great again. It's more like, make America America again. Because now, we're not even really America. We're kind of floating off the map, in a way. Like, we've been so destroyed that we're kind of a joke right now. And Trump said, he didn't say, like, Vigilant Fox didn't say this, but Trump said that, you know, he's talked with these world leaders, these dictators.
And they're smart.
These dictators, these big...
Yeah.
And they're basically, it's like, President Xi doesn't respect Biden, doesn't respect Kamala.
Yeah.
He doesn't respect these people. But, and of course, they said the same thing about Kim Jong-un. And basically, he talked about what that conversation was like with Kim Jong-un. And he said it got pretty harsh at first, you know. Of course, he's like, I've got a big red button. And Trump said, well, I've got a big red button, too. And mine's bigger, and mine actually
works. Yeah.
And it got pretty bad. But then after that, he actually talked to Kim Jong-un. And he said, you know, you've got this wonderful beachfront property. Why don't you just relax for a little bit and take some time off? And he said, well, we revealed that Kim Jong-un actually has little man syndrome. It's literally like...
No shit, he's a little man.
Well, I know that, but it's not that. He said, but this is... I feel protected He basically told him, I don't feel, you know, the only reason I do this is because I feel protected. Like, he thinks that the missiles are protect him. He's weak.
Oh, he told Trump.
So, yeah, he's weak. So he thinks that he needs the missiles as a form of protection. He doesn't, you know, basically he's one of these guys that'll make threats and things, but he's really kind of cowardly.
He kills all his people all the time.
Well, I know that, because he's cowardly. He has to show off his strength.
Oh, I do believe that.
He, you know how he does that? He has to show that he's powerful, because he really
most
isn't.
Most people that oppress others usually are
cowards. Very weak, yeah. So, that's what Trump found out, and I was like, oh my God. So, the fucking president or the dictator of North Korea is... got little man syndrome, and he's literally like a coward. I didn't know that. And I mean, it took Trump, and Trump actually got along with him real well because he could understand that. See, one thing about it that you guys don't understand, Trump's worked in business for many, 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 many years, and you meet all kinds of people because you're constantly negotiating. So you meet every kind of crooked sleazeball motherfucker you can think of, and you know how to talk to them.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that Biden can't do, and Kamala sure as fuck can't do it.
Biden can't put two sentences
together. Yeah.
We beat it. We beat Medicare. Yes, Joe, you sure did. You beat it to death.
Now,
that's my favorite part of that debate.
Trump said something about he was apologizing to the Native Americans or something. And he got all lost. He said, he's like, they got to do something with him. He's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But, you know what? Joe Rogan made a really good fucking point. And I want to just talk a little bit more before we go on to the articles. I do want to talk about this one. But, basically, Joe Rogan said something that I really think... Now, most people probably don't have the patience, even though they sat and listened to Rogan, you know, talk to Trump. But he said that, why don't they have... no cameras, no audience, nobody, you know, fact-checking or anything else, but just have Donald Trump on one side of the table, Kamala Harris on the other side of the table, no time limits for questions. Just let them have a full-on conversation. Just
that
like
be
in...
interesting.
Yeah. I think
it
would be
for
great.
Trump having to try to... speak to her because she don't ever talk back in a straight sentence.
Well,
it's
yeah,
always
that's,
in these half.
Well,
answers.
See, but the thing is, when they actually do that, she'll have to it'll be a lot harder. She'll have to have somebody on the earpiece because there's no way in hell.
No earpieces. No earrings.
Yeah, I'd like to have all that gone. And basically, Trump said they used to do it like that back in the day. That they used to have it where they would literally sit down and have a conversation. And I'm like, that would be great. Instead of having these, I mean, he says debates are good. He loves audiences and things like that. I understand that. But it would be so much more beneficial for the American people to have these two people that we're supposed to be voting for to control, to basically shape the next stage of America. You only can speak 15 seconds on this certain topic.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's really hard. And Rogan said he doesn't like the debates because these are hard topics. And you can't just give somebody you've got 1 minute. You've got 1 minute to talk about something as complex as this? It doesn't make any sense. And they literally have some guy saying, "You've got 1 minute, Senator. You've got 1 minute." It's like, you can't talk about things like that.
Did I send you the, "They're Eating the Cat" song? They're eating the cats. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hilarious. They took the audio from the debate of Trump, and they turned it into a, it almost has a reggae vibe to it, but it's him saying... "They're eating the cats." Meow, 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 meow. "They're eating the dogs." Row, row, row.
Okay.
"They're eating the pets of the people that live there."
But, yeah, basically, I am just basically summing all this up to say that me and my brand, I guess you could say the Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy, that's me, DP, and Empress, And I believe all not everyone associated, you know, people that I've associated in the past may not, but people that you may have heard on our channel or something like that, we're all endorsing Donald Trump as president. Now, I am going to also say that we also endorse the right for you to choose who you want to be president. Now, we'd love it if you also supported Trump, but we're not forcing or telling anybody to support that, to support him if you don't believe his policies are in your favor. But we believe here at Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy, even though we are degenerates, that we believe that Trump will set this country in the right place. Now, time will tell. You know, we could look back on this in 2028 and things might be a little different. But we don't know. It could be better. It could be worse. But it can't get any much worse than what it is.
No, any much worse than we're going to be
bad. Yeah. That's what Trump said. Trump said it's going to be very, very bad. And I don't want very, very bad.
No, I want very good.
You know, I want Mad Max to be on the television, not in
person.
Yeah. Because I don't think I'd survive.
That reminds me of something from that. You know, Pat from Saturday Night Live. It's Pat.
Right.
Good boy.
Right.
Had a movie that came out. It's like, oh, I love good movies. So do I. You know what I don't like?
Bad movies.
Neither do I. We have so much in common.
Okay, so guys, I got some important news. Now, this is Patriot news. I haven't seen this. It's for Penn. Pennsylvania. Penn Live. Okay, so heavy metal star breaks silence after sentencing for January 6th role. Now, this is John Schaefer of Iced Earth. This is a man I highly respect. I've listened to so many of his records. I think I've listened to his music more than any other musician in my history of heavy metal. And it's basically just because I'm a huge Iced Earth fan. Always have been. I was a fan of the Barlow era, the Ripper era, and the Stu Block era. And some of the older stuff as well that I'm kind of, you know, getting into, but obviously it was always Barlow, Ripper, and Block for me. Anyway, good, great stuff. Just wonderful tracks. There's nobody out there like him, even in the power thrash genre. But yeah, alright, so we all know about the whole January 6th sentencing and all that, right? Well, he hid for a while. And then he finally, I guess Matt Barlow or Hansi Kirsch of Blind Guardian, remember he's also in Demons and Wizards, gave him a call and said, John, you need to go ahead and face the music. Remember, his brother is Matt Barlow. That's the singer, first singer, one of the greatest singers for the band. Right now he's in Ashes of Ares, which is similar to Iced Earth, but it's missing Schaefer, who is known for his chugging riffs. He chugs better than nobody else. So, at any rate, John Schaefer, the lone member of the metal band Iced Earth, was sentenced Friday for his role in the January 6, 2021 riot. 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol building. 3 years later, guys, per Loudwire, Schaefer was sentenced to 3 years of probation. Not jail. Everybody's like, oh, he's going to jail. Probation. And 120 hours of community service. It would be great to have him work at a soup kitchen for veterans.
I bet everybody should have got... Honestly, they did nothing wrong. It was blown out of proportion. It was just like everything else that left government does. They blow it into something. And they keep saying, this is the worst... Kamala says this.
Yeah.
Worst,
Thing since 9/11.
On our government.
Since 9/11.
Oh, no. I think she says ever.
Oh,
and then
okay.
You're like, oh, so 9/11 was
right.
Just a little thing. Or
right.
What about World War II?
Right.
You know.
The site said that Schaefer was also ordered to pay $1,000, which is nothing. I mean, he's a nice earth. He's got the money. Not for me. I could pay $1,000.
I mean, I could.
I'm just saying it would hurt. It would hurt, but I'm saying it's not that bad. And a $200 financial assessment.
Better than being raped in prison.
Schaefer was among those who stormed the Capitol building in an attempt to stop the transfer of power from Trump to Biden, per Loudwire. The site said Schaefer was photographed storming the building and that he was wearing a tactical vest and hat that read Oath Keepers Lifetime Member. The site said he was also carrying bear spray. You can read more about the accusations against him in his sentencing here. Okay, but after his punishment was handed down, Schaefer issued a lengthy statement. I profoundly regret my actions on January 6, 2021, he wrote, according to Loudwire. I haven't been a perfect man, but for the majority of my life, I've been a very productive man and have tried to live my life with integrity and a disciplined work ethic. That's true. I deeply love our country, and the founding principles that we have inspired people from all over the world to look at the USA as a beacon of hope for all humanity. Having traveled the world for over 30 years and having performed in approximately 100 countries, it was always a great feeling and relief when the airplane would safely land at home on U.S. soil. When the global pandemic came upon us and chaos ensued all around the U.S. in 2020, I was concerned about what seemed to be a collapse of our country and the rule of law, he continued. When the 2020 election took place and I saw many public officials and media outlets reporting the election was stolen, my concern deepened. This led my decision to go to D.C. and have my voice heard. I'm not excusing my impulsive behavior. I was wrong and I take ownership of my actions. I own the fact that I made a huge mistake and I wish I never would have gone there. In fact, the consequences have been devastating of my life, family, friends, businesses, colleagues, and business partners. Schaefer wrote that he knew immediately that he let his emotions get the best of him and he made a terrible mistake. I drove home to Indiana the following morning on Thursday, January the 7th, 2021, he continued. On the 8th, I found my attorneys, and at the request, they immediately reached out to the authorities. I willingly surrendered and cooperated with authorities. Initially, I was charged with multiple serious federal felony offenses, and I feared I may spend the rest of my life in prison. I spent several months in custody following my self-surrender. I was placed in solitary confinement with horrendous conditions, which was an extremely traumatic experience. You'll probably write about it in a new song. I became the first person of hundreds of co-defendants to enter a guilty plea and have now been sentenced to probation. Schaefer wrote that he wanted to express his remorse from the very beginning, but had to remain silent as he cooperated with the wishes of federal authorities. He said that across the past 3 years, he joined a wonderful church and has improved myself spiritually, mentally, and physically. Well, that is interesting. The man who wrote Brainwashed and several other songs has joined a wonderful church. To my friends who have continued to support me throughout this deeply embarrassing ordeal, I want to apologize for letting you down and thank you for keeping me going, he continued. To those fans who I have lost due to my decisions that day, I could certainly understand. I humbly ask everyone to allow me to demonstrate through my actions how far I've come. I wish to continue to use my art to unite people and never to divide. Wow, that means he's going to continue to make music. That is all I needed to hear, folks. There's going to be more Iced Earth music. Yes. That I don't know if Stu's going to come back. Because I had gotten a little laugh reaction from Stu that he doesn't seem to be too crazy about some of this stuff, but that doesn't mean he won't come back. And it also doesn't mean that Matt Barlow won't come back. I think his brother will stand by him. And I know Hansi Kirsch, because Hansi Kirsch of Blind Guardian, which is doing extremely strong right now in Germany at the moment, he basically told him, he told the media, I think we need to give him another chance. It's been a number of years, he needs another chance. So I guarantee we're going to get another Demons and Wizards record. And that'll be the fourth record, which I never thought we'd get. So this is really good news. This is really good news to me. I was hoping there would eventually be some more Iced Earth music before I died. And, you know, Lord willing, I'll live to hear some more. But it looks like they're going to keep making it. All right, guys. So, and I'm sure, I don't know how Raging Golden Eagle, I know one of his favorite bands is Iced Earth, but I hope he can also enjoy it as well. So, alright, the next one we have here, okay, we've got to talk about this. This is very, very important. So, okay, basically, publishers are absolutely terrified that preserved video games would be used for recreational purposes, so the U.S. Copyright Office has struck down a major effort for game preservation. This is very important news, guys. This fails the needs of citizens in favor of a weak sauce argument from the industry, and it's really disappointing. a 3-year fight to support game preservation. You know what that means, right? Yeah, that means
games from
going away. Has come, and we're going to tell, we have something to show you guys that we're really, really excited about right after this article. And unfortunately, it's what we have to do. But a 3-year fight to support game preservation has come to a sad end today. The U.S. Copyright Office has denied a request for a DMCA exemption that would allow libraries to remotely share digital access to preserve video games. For the past 3 years, the Video Game History Foundation has been supporting with a software preservation network on a petition to allow libraries and archives to remotely share digital access to out-of-print video games in their collections. By definition, this means games that cannot be sold.
Games that aren't here anymore as far as being printed
and they cannot be sold. The license have expired. There's no way to get a hold of them legally. VGHF explains in its statement, under the current anti-circumvention rules in section 1201 of the DMCA, libraries and archives are unable to break copy protection on games in order to make them remotely accessible to researchers. Essentially, this exemption would open up the possibility of a digital library where historians and researchers could check out digital games that run through emulators. The VGHF argues that around 87% of all video games released in the U.S. before 2010 are now out of print.
Yep.
And the only legal way to access those games now is through occasionally exorbitant prices and often failing hardware that defines the retro gaming market. Metal Jesus Rocks actually did a video about this where he talked about the prices of these games going for $1,400 to $5,000. Oh, yeah. They know! And they're going to use everything they can to nickel and dime you. Those little games right there and that thing, those are starting to become real expensive. And you know why? Because they're getting to the point where you're not going to be able to get them anymore.
Yep.
Still, the U.S. Copyright Office has said no. The Register concludes that proponents did not show that removing the single user limitation for preserved computer programs and permitting off-premises access to video games are likely to be non-infringing, according to the final ruling. She also notes the greater risk of market harm with removing the video game exemption's premises limitation, given the market for legacy video games. That ruling cites the belief of the Entertainment Software, ESA, and other industry lobby groups that there would be significant risk to preserve video games would be used for recreational purposes. What that means is that people would play preserved video games, which is the fucking... I mean, isn't that the fucking purpose? Every goddamn person that I have shown that statement, they have said, they're gonna play them? Well, I mean, what else are they going to do?
We give the people strawberries, but
they're eating them. Yeah. We cannot, of course, entertain the notion that researchers enjoy their subjects for even a moment. More importantly, this also ignores the fact that libraries already lend out digital versions of more traditional media, like books and movies, every day to people that watch the movies and read the books.
Yes.
For what can only be described as recreational purposes. Members of the VGHF are naturally unhappy with the decision. Unfortunately, lobbying efforts by rights holder groups continue to hold back progress, the group says in its statement, noting the ESA's absolutist position that it would not support a similar sort of copyright reform under any circumstances. I'm proud of the work we and the orgs did to try and change copyright law, VGF founder and director Frank Cifaldi says on Twitter. We really gave it our all. I can't see what else we could have done. This fails the needs of citizens in favor of a weak sauce argument from the industry, and it's really disappointing. Okay, so we have a fucking answer for that, and I am so glad that I can show you guys this. Because it's back!
Yeah.
So, what are we looking for? Genesis ROMs, Dreamcast ROMs, More of that. Sega Master System, ROMs, NES ROMs and ART, ROMs, 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 look at them all.
With
Sega
ROMs,
NDS, Nintendo DS, corrupted ROMs, PS2, Fightcade, WiiWare, it's all here, folks. They don't want you to have this shit because they're a bunch of greedy motherfuckers. That's literally it.
And if they don't have a copyright to it, why
should
they have control of
it? I can't get some of these games. I can go in here right now, Genesis ROMs. Well, I mean, they won't show you. They won't show you, but you download a zip, 551. That's all the Genesis ROMs you need. And there's games, so many of those games, you will never be able to emulate. Why? Because they're movie tie-in games, they're cartoon tie-in games, any kind of franchise tie-in games are very, very hard to do. We could remaster Tomb Raider, we remastered Croc, Legend of the Gobos, we remastered a lot of these games that we can do, but Batman? Hell no! Superman, any of these classic games like that, you're not gonna get. That's not gonna happen. Now, I know that Capcom was able to do some Marvel fighting games and stuff like that. That's great. But you're going to get War of the Gems. You're not going to get X-Men Mutant Apocalypse. You're not going to get a lot of these other games because of the tie-in. It's really hard to do sometimes. And what about that Home Alone game for Genesis? You know, the one where you basically had to set up the traps?
Yeah.
And that one was really fun. Yeah, that was a really fun game.
They had it for Game Boy and...
I remember that one.
Yeah.
But the Genesis one was something completely different.
Yeah.
Because you actually went from house to house.
Yeah.
And you would set up the traps and hopefully defeat the
bandits.
Yeah, the bandits. That's what they were. And, I mean, you won't be able to play that game legally because of the movie rights.
Yep.
Gremlins. There's so many games that you will never, ever, ever get to play legally.
Yep.
And all these Dreamcast ROMs, thank God that this is available. That people can get these games. Super Nintendo. So many games. And of course, Nintendo says... having the game is no longer, it's no longer give you the right to download the ROM. So you know what? Alright guys, so here's another thing you can do. It's called, the Super Console X. So you can get a lot of these Super Console X's from China. Kin Hank, they're called. You can get a bunch of them. 6,000 games, 60,000 games.
Kin
Hank, Super Console. I'm on AliExpress. So it's $46, $33, $51. They're a lot cheaper from China.
Oh, really?
$97.
How their shipping is, though.
And their shipping's fine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You got another Kin Hank. I got a Kin Hank right there. But mine's a Bear Way.
Yeah.
So, you get a little card. If you just want the card itself, it's got 60,000 games on it. There you go, guys. Like, I'm showing you methods. Here's your Super Console PC. Now, these are a little more expensive, guys. These are the full PCs. These are $600 because they're like having a full PC with all the big games.
Oh, yeah.
But you also have, what was it called? Amber?
Alert.
Amberlink. You got these two. They're called Amberlink. Ambernick. Sorry, guys. They're called Ambernick. Ambernicks are really cool now. Ambernicks can play PS2 and Wii and GameCube games now. In the palm of your hand. Like, Metal Jesus Rocks literally did a video where he shows you. And I'll bring up that little video. Let's just see. It's called Amberlink or whatever it's called. No. Amberlink? No, that's not gonna be it. I can't remember the name of that thing. Hold on. It's called a. It's called a Ambernick.
Ambernick.
Remember that.
Or just rewatch this. Go and
yeah,
you'll hear it like four or five times.
Ambernick. Okay, so he's actually got one. See, he'll show you how it works. Now, we're not going to, well, we're going to play it, but we're going to cut the thing out. Now, here we go. There's a review right there. He's showing you. This is another guy. This is RG52, I think, doing that. This is Gamester1. I don't know him very well. But basically what he's doing is he's showing you these things. So here's what it looks like. That's your Armbrunning. Now the one that Metal Jesus had looked a lot different. It looked a lot different. So let's look at the one that it's Game Protection. Which is the newest one? MetalJesusRocks.com. Okay, right here. Here it is, guys. Here it is. Alright, so look at that little thing he's got there. I want to let you guys see this. Look at that. That is playing a PlayStation 2 game. And definitely support Metal Jesus. You know, go ahead, give him a sub. He's a good guy. Used to work for Sierra. He's got the largest game collection, retro game collection. And he's big into emulation on some of these older, you know, some of these games that are getting a little older. Like the PS2 and Wii and stuff that's just really, literally hard to run. Look at it. That's a PlayStation 2 game that he's playing. You put it in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
Right there. And it's got, you know, it's got all your emulators and things on it. RetroArch, all that. This is stuff you guys need to know. Because they're telling, look, there's your, see, it's an 8-core processor. Now, there's a million of these Armbrunnings, okay? There's so many. It supports up to 2 terabytes.
Oh.
Terabytes.
That's
so
a lot of PS2
That's a
games.
Lot of PS2, Wii, and GameCube games.
Not as many PS5 ones, but PS2.
But can we be fair that a lot of the PS2 games are probably better than the PS5 games right now?
I mean, it was spent more on gameplay than graphics, because graphics were limited.
Right.
But that's
8
what
gigs
you can
of
say
RAM
about Nintendo and.
8 gigs of RAM is fine. 8 gigs of RAM is more than enough. CPU, oh, yeah. Quad core, 2.7 gigahertz, that's not bad at all. That's good. Supports up to 2 terabyte. And he said he's been playing the shit out of this thing.
Yeah.
You know, other people have been playing it. Look, you can play the PS1 games on it, PS2. Now, a lot of people say, well, Grim, I can do that on my phone. I mean, yeah, I'm sure you can. And by the way, when you buy one of these things, guys, Let's exit out of this real quick. But when you buy one of these things, these Armbrunning or whatever I was talking, yeah, I can't believe I yeah, Armbrunning. When you buy one of these, the card comes with it. You get the fucking games. Like, you literally get these games.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not just, look at that. It comes with 80,000 games. And they said 480 PS2 games. That's a lot of PS2 games.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what games you get. You can get one that has 17,000. You can get the only PS2 card, which is 480. Now, what I would recommend, because that's 100, you know, it's going to be $191. You know, it's over $100. That's how much you're going to pay.
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad. But what I would recommend when I'm talking about going to the Internet Archive then is just going over to the PS2 ROMs, right? You go to the PS2 ROMs that the guy's got. Well, that's the logos. We don't want that. But you got your PSX ROMs. Where's your PS2? ROMs PS2. ROMs PS2. 6.1 gig. Oh, that's just a few. Let's see if we can find them. PS2 ROMs. How about that? Let's see if we can actually find them. There's your ROMs PS2. Log in to view this item. Must log in to view this content. That's a little new. I don't remember that. But let's see. PS2 by Mr. Lynx. Okay, that's 1.1 gigs. PS2 ROMs pack. Okay, so here's, that's Italian games. PS2 collection part 2. Okay, so that's got terabytes of ROMs. So if you go into the zip, there see your Gungraves and Half-Life and all that Harry Potter. And they got, you know, they have different regions, so you want to pick the ones that you want. Because that's what you're going to do anyway, right? You're going to pick the games that you want. But they're all right there. They're all right there, right for you. And of course, you're like, well, where's my first part? You go into Ghostware. And look at that. He's got it right here. SG-1000 ROM collection. Ghostware's got you covered. Now, some of these, you know, it's log in. So they're kind of forcing you to log in for some things. You know, I would use a fake everything, fake email, fake all that, you know, PSN collection. That's kind of cool. Sega Game Gear, Atari Lynx, Nintendo Stellaview, WiiWare. I don't know why they're doing that with the login stuff, but yeah, you're getting a lot. Game Boy Classic. I wonder why that's being hid. It's interesting.
What?
Why they're having certain things that require a login, right? It's kind of weird. So,
you have to research that.
So we look up video game ROMs. How about that? See, oh, Nintendo Game Boy Collection by Nintendo. See, that's different. They're like, log in. I don't remember all this. I really don't. But I will say that, yeah, guys, just use a fake email, guys. Use something that you're going to throw away that you don't value. Because you can still get a lot of stuff, like... But that's basically... I don't think everything's up yet. Because I see a lot of stuff that's not really ready, you know, like it's not loading up.
Yeah.
But basically you can still download some things. So I would just go ahead and, you know, give it a shot. Let's check up just PS2. And see, there's all the games if you want stuff. PlayStation Magazine. But yeah, if you want the PS2 games, they're here, guys. You can get them. There's no problem with that. And I think you can get Wii. Let's see. Oh, yeah, there might be some Wii. Wii, these are gameplay. Ooh, I don't know about Wii. Wii Game ISOs. 8.5's only... Yep, 38 gigs. That's a couple games. Let's look at this one. 495 gigs. Yep, that's gonna be your... There you go, guys. That's what you're wanting right there. So you're like, oh, that's about half a terabyte. I mean, you don't want everything. I know you don't want everything. There's no way you want, like, Barbie Fishing Adventure or anything like that.
What? They have Barbie Fishing Adventure?
Right.
Fuck.
Right. Weesos.com. Weesos, you know. 30.
So sorry.
I don't know what that is. But they have that. And, of course, you have, you know, because people are like, well, the AmberNick can do the GameCube. Yeah, it can do GameCube. But we want GameCube... ISOs. So we'll look at that, and there's your, make sure that it's in English, because some should be juegos, means, you know, it might be in Spanish. You don't want that.
Unless you speak Spanish.
Unless you speak Spanish, if you do speak Spanish. Now, not some of this stuff.
Of learning Spanish.
Yeah.
Beats Mandarin, because I don't think I'll ever be able to learn that.
My GameCube ISOs, complete North American GameCube collection. Right there. 600 gigs. There you go, guys, and there's all your games, all the games you grew up with. And I'm saying, you better get these now before Nintendo comes a-knocking. Because if you don't, then you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to go get one of these little cards. You're going to have to get one of these little cards that go in the AmberNick. SD. Look at... hold on. So... SD, look at this. Look at these. See these? These have all your games on them.
Yeah.
Embernic. See how many it's got? 6,100 games. $5. $5. Some people are like...
Hopefully they're good ones.
Dude, it's a complete dump. It's a complete dump, which means it has, you know, like when you get a box, yeah. It's all of them. You just get one card, you're good. One SD card. And you know what you can do with that SD card, guys? You can put that SD card into your computer, drag all the games off, and then you have a complete archive. They did all the work. Chinese did all the work for you. 512. 50. This is just China stuff, man. It's easy. You can probably get this shit in Temu.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know about Temu, but I'm saying, of course, AliExpress or Alibaba or whatever. That's going to be your place. You go to China, you get all your... Look at this. 39,000 games game card for Embernic. You can literally get... Now, that's $100, so I know that's a little expensive for a card. But it's basically what you're paying for is somebody to put all the games on there so you don't have to download them. Now, some people, like, I've gave you the methods. And why am I doing this? Because they're basically telling you that you don't have the rights to the games of your childhood. And that, to me, is like the biggest slap in the fucking mouth.
Even if you own them.
Even if you own them.
You don't have the capability of playing them
anymore. Yeah. If you don't have the capability of playing them, you're fucked. Right?
Yep.
So everybody's going to go to China. And they're just going to fucking get everything from China. And Amazon sells everything. I can't show you that because obviously, you know, I'm logged in Amazon as my, you know. But basically, that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, guys. So I guess that'll be the Grim Article show for now. And we will see you guys next time. Remember, we endorse Trump here, but... If you want to vote for somebody else, you know, go ahead. It's whatever you want to do. It's your right to vote for whoever the hell you want to vote for. All right, guys. So I am out of here.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.